Our next performer is not only a local girl from neighboring Jupiter, Florida, and she's not only a terrific 12-year-old pianist, she's royalty. Please welcome the reigning international Cinderella Miss, Taylor Tyson. Your Highness, Taylor, tell everybody about this pageant, this competition you won.
I won the International Cinderella Scholarship Pageant out in Las Vegas, and I won in the Cinderella Miss Division, where girls that are ages 10 through 12 compete in, and there's actually 5 age divisions in the whole competition, and I won $4,000 in scholarship money and $2,000 in savings bonds.
Congratulations, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
I want to hear some more about that, but first, let's hear you play. What have you brought for us?
I'm going to be playing Prelude No. 6 in E-flat major by Rachmaninoff.
Taylor Tyson, our 12-year-old pianist from here in Jupiter, Florida. Taylor, it's so nice to have a pageant winner, obviously, who has spent a lot more time working on their piano playing than on their smile. It's really wonderful to actually hear you actually play.
Thank you.
I'm guessing for the Cinderella Miss pageant, you did play some piano. Did you play something in the talent?
Yes, I played Revolutionary Etude by Chopin, and the way they score it, talent plays a big portion in the competition, and we also had to compete in interview, casual wear, and party wear.
Nice. But at 12 years old, I'm thinking, you know, are you out there in high heels and tons of makeup like in Little Miss Sunshine or something?
No,
is it like that?
Definitely. Nothing like that. We just wear enough makeup so you don't get washed out on stage, and only the older girls wear the big, huge ball gowns.
Right. Oh, that's good. It's sort of more about being a regular kid who's
definitely
incredibly talented. So. Okay, hold on. Our 15-year-old roving reporter, Emily Mayer, has come out on stage, and she's carrying wood. Emily, it's all yours.
Okay, Taylor, you've been talking to Chris about the beauty pageant and everything, but there's something about you that's just so different from both piano and beauty pageants. I have to say, it's really cool.
Well, thank you. I'm a deputy black belt in Taekwondo, and when you're a deputy black belt, you train really hard for 6 months before you get to your black belt status, and I had to do a lot of hours in community service and train really hard with my master.
And for each level you go through, they test you, right? I mean, you actually have to break boards of wood.
Yeah, I had to break a lot of boards each time I test, and each time you break, they give you harder techniques to break with. And when I had to test for a deputy black belt, I had to break like 4 or 5 boards, and a couple of them I had to do blindfolded.
Well, we won't have that here. But just in case anyone was trying to stereotype you as just a little beauty queen, we thought we'd actually have you break a board here on stage.
Actually, I have a couple of pianos I'd like you to take care of for me.
But you have one of the right boards, correct?
Yes.
All right, now, Chris wouldn't do this because he said that he needed his fingers.
Hey.
Somehow, Taylor's own concern over her fingers doesn't stop her from actually being the one to break the board. And she's a pianist as well.
All
but
right, we get
whatever.
The point. Yeah.
So, how do you want me to hold this, Taylor?
Okay, hold it about your chin level with right. Your palms facing up and your elbows out, and turn your head a little bit to the side so you don't get splinters in your eye. It doesn't actually happen.
Shrapnel's never good.
But just to make sure. And I'm going to measure it a couple of times, and when I actually break it, I'm going to yell, so don't get startled.
Well, I might yell too, but all right, so I guess we're ready to do this.
Okay.
Here we go, folks.
Emily, thank you for taking the bullet for me this time. Emily Mayer, our 15-year-old roving reporter. It doesn't hurt or anything, it's just...
No, just easy.
All set, nice. Maybe I should work that into my warm-up, maybe. Gets the circulation going, I would imagine. Listen, Taylor, another unexpected thing about you is that your family has its own music foundation. Tell us about that.
Yes, my parents and I started a charitable foundation, and we give away instruments and money for lessons to kids who need it.
What's the name of the foundation?
A Beethoven Beatles Foundation.
Oh, so all kinds of musicians, from Beethoven to Beatles,
yes.
Also. So what sorts of things have you done?
We just gave away a Yamaha Clavinova piano to the musical therapy program at the Miami Children's Hospital.
Very, very nice. Doing great things, Your Majesty. It was really great hearing you and being with you, and I'll keep my distance. You know, no breaking boards on me. Thank you very, very much, Taylor.
Thank you.
Wonderful having you. Taylor Tyson, 12-year-old pianist from nearby Jupiter, Florida.